Good morning, brothers and sisters. Let's praise the Lord for all the mothers. Praise the Lord for all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day. Let us pray. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for loving us. We pray that you will send your Spirit, the Spirit of truth, to open our eyes that we may see the wonders of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We know that Pastor Ma and his family is watching, is joining our worship service today. And there are some other brothers and sisters joining us worshiping God online. 我们知道马牧师和他的全家今天参加我们一起来敬拜神，另外其他的弟兄姐妹也在网上与我们一同来敬拜神。This time, today we have come to the end of Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 through 38.
今天我们来到学习马太福音的第九章的二十七节到三十八节。
In the previous episode, chapter 9, verse 18 through 26.
在我们前面的这一章的前面的季节里面，第九章十八节到二十六节里面
，Matthew tells us that Jesus heals a bleeding woman and raises a little girl from death to life。
我们看马太告诉我们说，耶稣医治了邪路的女人和是一个死的女孩复活。
And this news spread all over that region。
主的名声就传遍了那地。
And as we study the scripture,
当我们学习这些经文的时候
we see gradually Matthew is continues showing us who Jesus is and what he is able to do.
我们看到马太逐渐的给我们向我们显明耶稣是谁，他做什么。
And there is a question from the previous miracle.
这一个问题在这神迹的里面。
We know that Jairus came to Jesus and knelt before him and asked, Lord, my daughter is dead. Please come and put your hand on her and she will have life.
我们看到艾鲁来到主面前敬拜，向主拜拜说，敬拜说，主啊，我的女儿死了，你是不是要救活她？
There is a question and for each one of us, maybe you have not thought of.
对我们来说这是一个问题，因为我们可能没想到这个问题。
About 2 months ago, a sister in our church pulled me over lunchtime and asked me.
几个月以前我们在爱宴的时候，我们有弟兄姐妹问这个问题，问王弟兄。
Should we pray for dead people?
是否我们为死人祷告呢？
And from the previous miracle, it looks like Jairus prayed for his daughter, even if his daughter was dead.
我们看到前面的神迹里面，艾鲁来为他的女儿祷告，尽管他女儿已经死了。
And even last Sunday,
上个主日
，Yeah, I heard sisters still talking about things.About praying for dead people, attending funeral.
我们看上个主日姐妹还继续讨论这个问题，为死人祷告在葬礼上。
Now the question is for all of us. should we pray for dead people?
这里对我们每个都是提出一个问题，我们是不是为死人祷告，死去的人祷告？
The Lord Jesus tells us exactly what happened to dead people.
我们看主耶稣如何告诉死人是什么情况。
Where they are and what they are doing.
他们在哪里，他们正在做什么。
And what they cannot do.
他们不能做什么。
Yeah. In Luke chapter 16.
路加福音16章里面。
Yeah. The, The Lord Jesus tells us that there was a rich man and a beggar Lazarus.
我们看到在圣经里面提到一个富财主和一个名叫拉撒路的乞丐。
Yeah, the beggar Lazarus died, and angels carried him to Abraham's side.
拉撒路这个乞丐死了以后，天使把他带到亚伯拉罕的身边。
Pay attention to that detail. Angels carried him to Abraham's side. That is, carried him to heaven.
天使把他带到亚伯拉罕身边，带到天堂。
The rich man also died.
这个财主也死了。
Regardless how rich he is, right?
不管他是谁。
Yeah, he died and he was buried.
他死了也埋葬了。
Where did he go?
他到哪里去了？
The Bible says, Jesus says that he was in hell.
他说他在阴间。
And the condition of hell is really hard for us to understand.
要么看到阴间到底什么，让我们很难明白。
Yeah, he was in torment.
他正在受痛苦。
We know that his souls, both of the souls of Lazarus and the rich man, are still living.
看到那个他们的灵魂和那个拉撒路的灵魂，一直在还在活着。
Yeah, there's no separation. Life continues even after their physical death.
他即使我们身体死了，灵魂继续活着，一直是活着，拉比。
But their conditions are totally different.
但是那个位置的话，完全的不同。
One is in heaven, another is in hell.
一个是在天堂，一个是在地狱。
One enjoy all the blessings of God, another, I cannot say enjoy, but is tormented by fire in hell.
一个是在天上享受神一切的赐福，一个是在地狱享受痛苦。
And the rich man, even though he died, his soul still sense the torment there.
这个财主死了，但是他的灵魂还一直在这痛苦之中。
And he could still speak to Abraham. He could see Abraham from a far distance.
他仍然和亚伯拉罕讲话，可以看见远远的看见亚伯拉罕。
Yeah, he has some brother, five brothers, and he is concerned by about his brothers.
他家中有五个弟兄，他关心他的五个弟兄。
So he asked Abraham.To send Lazarus to tell them what's going on in hell.
他央求亚伯拉罕说发生的事情。
But Abraham told him, there is a great chasm between you and us.
亚伯拉罕告诉他有深渊陷阱在他们你我之间。
A chasm that fixed already set.
深渊已经陷阱在哪儿？
Yeah, no one can come from your side to our side.
你不能从这一边到另一边。
And neither we can go to your side.
另外也不能从那一边到这一边。
So the separation is there.
那个分开的界限在哪儿？
And the rich man, the soul of the rich man, still says, if you know you send.Someone from a death.
那个财主的灵魂还是财主的灵魂，即使他死了。
Yeah, if you send someone rising from death, and probably my brothers would listen and repent.
Calling from brother, 呼召那个弟兄悔改。
Yeah, 一个复活的人如果要是去告诉我的弟兄的话，他们肯定会悔改。Yeah, but Abraham said, you know, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead.
亚伯拉罕说，他们不听从摩西和律法的话，即使有一个人复活，他们也不会听从。
So a summary of that story Jesus tells us.
我们总结一下这个故事的话，我们可以即使告诉我们说
，The rich man is in torment in hell.
这个财主是在痛苦之中，在地狱里面。
And Lazarus is in heaven with Abraham.
这个乞丐拉撒路的话是在亚伯拉罕的怀里，在天堂里面。
But this truth does not tell us that all rich men are going to be in hell.
这个故事不是告诉我们所有财主都进。
All people in heaven, because they are poor.
哦，在天堂里面都是贫穷的。
It's not. That's not the point of this story.
这个不是这个故事的重点。
The story is that there is a separation once death comes to us.
这告诉我们说，人一死后，这个界限就在那儿。
One is heaven, another is hell.
一个是天堂，一个是地狱。
And there is a great chasm between these two.
有深渊在这个中间，在他们之间。
And also, it tells us that the scripture is sufficient for salvation. The scripture is sufficient use for salvation.
哦，经文，我们看到经文是对旧约来说是足够的。
Yeah.And Abraham told him that if they are not convinced by Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced by anyone, even from raising from dead.
如果摩西和律法的话不能使我们能听劝的话，即使一个人从死里复活。
So once a person dies, there is no hope.
当一个人死了以后不信主的话是没有 hope, 没有盼望。
And for a believer,who dies in the Lord, the Bible says, and John the apostle in Revelation says, I heard a voice from heaven.
启示录里面说，我听见天上有大声音说，
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.
从现在开始，从主里边死的人有福了。
Yes, says the Spirit.
圣灵说是的。
They will rest from their labor.
他们洗了自己的劳苦
，for their deeds will follow them，
做工的果效也随着他们。
So even for believers, once you die, there is no way that you can increase your reward。
人死了以后，你不能有别的方法来得到奖励。
Yeah, and the Bible specifically tells us, at least in the New Testament, 25 times that all believers are going to be rewarded according to your work.
我们看到圣经里面具体有25次说，当你信了以后的话，有奖赏，在活的时候。
But once you die,
但一旦死了
，there's no further reward.
没有更多的奖励。
No reward, even other people pray for you.
即使有人为你祷告。
Because you rested from your labor.
因为你洗了地上的劳苦。
And this story.Basically, is illustration of what we are.
这个
what we were.
这个故事告诉我们，我们以前的是在什么样的情况下。
It's not Jairus prayed for his dead daughter.
不只是艾鲁为他死去的女儿祷告。
Ephesians told us that as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
以弗所书第二章里面告诉说，我们也死在过犯中。
你们曾死在过犯中。
你们曾死在过犯罪恶中。
It's a past sense. Before you believed in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you were dead.
这是你过去这是过去的状态，在你没信主之前的话，我们是死的。
And in Matthew chapter 8:21, a disciple asked Jesus, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father."
马太福音十八章里边说，有个门徒说：“主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”
But Jesus told him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead."
耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。”你跟
he's not talking about biologically dead people to bury another biologically dead people.
他们不是告诉我们身体的死的一个人在埋葬另一个身体死的人。
Jesus is telling us that everyone.Is dead spiritually.
耶稣告诉我们说，每个人都是死了，但是在灵性上死。
Let those spiritually dead people bury those biologically dead people.
要灵性死的人呢，埋葬那个身体已经死去的人。
And one verse is very interesting in Ecclesiastes.
一段经文非常有意思，在传道书里面。
Anyone who is among the living has hope.
与一切活人相连的那人还有指望。
Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion.
因为活着的狗的话比死了的狮子更强。
Think about it. A dog is despised in the Bible.
我们看到在圣经里面狗是在圣经里面是说鄙视的，会被鄙视的。
A lion is the animal of the is the king of the animal kingdom.
我们看到狮子是万王，是万兽之王。
Even a dog that is alive has hope.
即使狗死的话还有盼望。
But a lion, a king of the animal kingdom, if the lion dies, there's no hope.
我们看到狮子是万兽之王，死的话也没有盼望。
So the dog, think about it. If we were considered dogs,If we are living, we still have hope.
我们看到想象这个狗的话，即使我们还在 live, 我们还在活着时，我们还有盼望。
And somebody people share the gospel with us, and we believed in Jesus.
当我们毕竟传福音的时候，他相信主耶稣。
Yeah, we become children of God.
我们会成为神的儿女。
So once a person dies.Regardless he's a dog or a lion, there's no more hope.
我们看到人死了以后是没有盼望的。
So should we pray for dead people?
我们应该为此祷告。
我们要为死人祷告吗？
我们要为死人祷告吗？
There are two conditions, two answers. One is yes, the other is no.
我们看到有两个选择。
And
for
the spiritually dead people, of course, there's anyone who's living but has not received the Lord as their Savior.
当灵里死亡人如果没收到主耶稣的话，
we pray for them.
我们可以为他们祷告。
Yeah. But for biologically dead people,
但身体已经死的人
we don't need to pray for them.
我们不需要为他们祷告。
Whether he's a brother or he's a sister or his non-believer.
不管是弟兄姐妹还是是不信主的人。
Just about 10 days ago, Christian, a brother, went back to China.
我们看到一个姐妹从中国回来。
His father, he was still in China. His father passed away.
我们看到他的父亲过世了。
Send a request to the church, to the elders and brothers and sisters to pray for his father.
他给教会弟兄姐妹说，为他的逝去的父亲祷告。
There's no need to pray for his father, whether his father is a Christian or not.
我们不需要为他祷告，是否他的父亲是基督徒还是不。
Now, another question is, why do we need to attend funerals? What do we do?When we attend funerals.
有一个问题是我们为什么要参加葬礼呢？
Because Jesus, the Bible tells us, mourn with those who mourn and rejoice with those who rejoice.
我们看到与哀痛的人同哀痛，与喜乐的人同喜乐。
And we thank God for the person that has done good for us.
我们感谢神为我们所做的一切。
Yeah. Usually there's a pastor.Share the word of God during funerals, and the pastor usually mentions all the good things, not all, many of the good things the dead person did when he was alive.
我们看到牧师在葬礼上分享许多好good thing, 好的事情。
But you know, very weird, bizarre thing can happen at funerals. 很奇怪的事情在葬礼的时候也会出现。Yeah. One of my friend died and I attended his funeral. The only thing I saw was the pictures of his life displayed on the screen.
我看参加一个朋友的葬礼，我们看一下这是他的图片，他在图片里的活的人。
There was no hope for anyone who attending the funeral.
没有盼望，对我们参加葬礼如果不信主的人。
I attended another funeral of another friend. During his funeral, and you cannot imagine what happened.
我们看看我参加另一个朋友的葬礼，即使在葬礼之后，你会试着想到什么事情发生。
Someone brought two dogs to comfort those who mourn.
他带着两个狗前来。
安慰在安慰那地方的人。
安慰那地方的人。
Yeah. So when we attend funerals, number one, we thank God for that person who has the good thing He has done for us.
我们参加一个葬礼的时候，我们看到神他做的所有的祝福，他为了与我们在一起。
Secondly, we pray for all those people attending the funerals.
想为我呢参加葬礼的人祷告。
Maybe their hearts and minds are moved because of what they see.
所感动那些葬礼的人，他们的心思能够改变。
They see what is going to happen to them.
他们看到什么事情发生在那些人身上。
That they may repent.
他们会悔改。
And thirdly, I think most importantly, pray for ourselves.
第三点上，为我们自己祷告。
And think about it. What should you do for the rest of your life?
我们在余生的话，我们应该怎么做？
Are you going to obey Jesus' word, share the gospel with other people?
我们是否遵循主的道，与其他人分享福音呢？
Or are you going to waste your life?
是吧？我们浪费我们的生命。
All right. Now come to today's message from Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 through 38.
我们看马太福音的第九章的27节到38节经文。
As Jesus went on from there,
当耶稣往前行
，two blind men followed him.
有两个瞎子跟从他
，calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David."
呼叫说。可怜我嘛，大卫的子孙。
And we notice that there are many titles for Jesus used in the Bible.
我们看到在圣经里面主耶稣有很多的称号。
Yeah, in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus is called Lord.
在马太福音的第八章里面，耶稣被称作主。
Remember the leper came to Jesus and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean."
那个脏打麻风来到主面前说，你主愿意，你必使我洁净。
The centurion also called him Lord.
比夫长也来到主面前祈求。
The disciples call him Lord.
门徒也称耶稣为主。
Lord, save us. We're going to drown.
主啊，救我，我免得我们沉在水里。
And Jesus calls himself the Son of Man.
耶稣自称他是人子。
And he says, the Son of Man has the authority to forgive sins on earth.
人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
And Jesus has another title revealed to us as Son of God.
耶稣还有另一个称号的话，他启示我们说他是神的儿子。
That was from the mouth of the demons.
这是从那个魔鬼的口中所出的。
As you know, demons are spiritual beings.
我们看到魔鬼是属灵的那个。
They know something we don't know.
他知道有些事情我们不知道。
But the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们说
the demons know that Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子，魔鬼知道。
Now, these two blind men here followed Jesus. Somehow, they knew that Jesus is the Son of David.
我们看到这两个瞎子跟从耶稣的话，这他知道耶稣是大卫的子孙。
This is the first time in the book of Matthew someone addressed Jesus as Son of David.
这是在马太福音第一次提到耶稣是大卫的子孙。
And the two blind men knew something very important.
这两个瞎子知道这个事情非常的重要。
And they cried out.
他们喊叫说
Have mercy on us.
可怜我吧，大卫的子孙。
Now, what does the title mean?
这个称呼意义是什么？
Yeah. In the second Samuel, chapter 7, when David conquered all the Israel land.
我们看到在撒母耳记第七章里面，大卫又攻占了所有的以色列的全地。
The king was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him.
王住在自己的宫中，耶和华使他安静，不被四围的仇敌扰乱。
Nathan the prophet,
先知拿单
And he said to Nathan the prophet, here I am living in a house of cedar while the ark of God remains in a tent.
看到我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜放在幔子里面。
So Jesus, I'm sorry, David knew, even though he was king, his kingship was because, not because of his power, but because of the Lord.
我们看到大卫知道他的王权不是他自己，是在主那里。
And he has a heart for God's dwelling place.
他的心朝着主的心意。
So he wanted to build a place house for the Lord.
他想建一个圣殿为主。
Initially, the prophet Nathan told him, "You can do whatever you want."
当然这样说，你可以按照你的心意而行。
Because the prophet knew that David is a man after God's own heart.
因为他知道神的心意。
Yeah.
David 知道神的心意。
But later.The word of the Lord came to Nathan the prophet.
过后的话，耶和华的话临到拿单说。
Now this is very important.
这非常重要。
Even the prophet does not know everything the Lord was going to do.
就是先知也不是知道所有的事情。
And the word he spoke has to come from the mouth of the Lord.
这个话是要临到先知。
So he told David that he could do anything he wanted in his heart. That was wrong.
他告诉大卫说，你可以按照你的心意而行的话，这是错的。
Until he received the word of the Lord.
当他收到神的话以后。
And the Lord revealed his plan for David.
大卫启示。
神
启示大卫。
Yeah. The Lord declares that to you, that the Lord himself will establish house for you.
他其实说耶和华亲自建造他的殿宇。
When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you. Your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom.
我耶和华应许你，必为你建立家室。你受受满足，因与你列祖同睡的时候，我必是你的后裔，接续你的位，我也必建立他的国。
We know that many of David's descendants, offsprings did not follow the Lord.
我们看到耶稣的后裔，他的
大卫的后裔
啊，没有
很多都没有
没有跟从耶和华。
Yeah, David's offspring is the Lord Jesus.
这个后裔是特指主耶稣。
And Nathan continues the word of the Lord to David.He's the one who will build a house for my name, that's Jesus, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
我看当然就是他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国，为直到永远。
Notice the very important thing. For my name, the Lord said, that person is going to build a house for my name, for the Lord's name.
我们特别注意一点是我的名，这个人为我的名建造殿宇。
And his kingdom is forever.
他的国度的话到永远。
Yeah. And he said, I will be his father and he will be my son.
我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
Remember when Jesus was baptized in Jordan River.
当主耶稣在约旦河受洗以后。
There was a voice from heaven.
天上的声音从天上有声音下来。
This is my son whom I love.
这是我的爱子。
我所喜悦的。And verse 14 continues, When he does wrong, I will punish him with a rod wielded by man, with floggings inflicted by human hands.
他若犯了罪，我必用人的杖责打他。
We know Jesus never sinned.
我们知道耶稣从来没有犯过罪。
He did nothing wrong.
他没有做过任何的罪。
But He took the punishment on our behalf.
他代表我们承受一切的责罚。
Yeah. And verse 15 says, But my love will never be taken away from him.
但我的慈爱仍不离开他。
As I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you.
就像离开在你面前说废弃的扫罗一样。
Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me.
你的家和你的国必在我面前永远建立。
Your throne will be established forever.
你的国位必坚定，直到永远。
So that's Father Lord telling Jesus, David that his son, that Jesus, is going to establish a house in the Lord's name, and his kingdom is going to be forever.
我们看到我们的父神告诉大卫说，你的国比建立，你的国位比到永远，建立到永远。
Verse 17 says Nathan reported David all the words of this entire revelation.
我们看经文十七节，拿单就按这一切的话，照着默示告诉大卫。
So every word we read from the Bible, Old Testament, those words are from the mouth of God.
我们读旧约的话，我们知道所有的话都从神的口中而出。
And in Isaiah chapter 9, all of us are very familiar with these verses, particularly during Christmas time.
以赛亚书第九章第六节，我们非常熟悉这段经文，特别是在圣诞节的时候。
Yeah. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
以婴孩为我们而生，有义子赐给我们。
Yeah. And the government will be on his shoulders.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
The government means authority and power.
这个政权带着所有的权柄和能力。
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
他必称为奇妙则是全能的神影在的父和平的君。
Each of the titles for Jesus is very important for us.
我看每一个称号对主耶稣称号非常非常的重要。
But I don't have time to share everything now.
我现在没有时间来分享所有的称号。
And Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7 says, Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end.
他的政权第七节的他的政权与平安必加增无穷他的大在大卫的王治理也加增无穷。
He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。
From that time on,
从那时开始
，forever
到永远。
Pay attention to this word. From Jesus descended onto earth, accomplishing the salvation for us.Forever.
我们看到主耶稣到地上，然后万圣他的救恩，然后到永远。
And the end of this verse says, "The zeal of the Lord Mighty, Almighty, will accomplish this."
万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
And that's those verses from the Old Testament.
这些经文从旧约里面看到的。
Now come to the New Testament.
让我们来到新约。
The beginning of Book of Matthew.
在开始第一部书是马太福音
Chapter 1 verse 1
马太福音的第一章第一节
This is the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David
亚伯拉罕之神大卫的后裔耶稣基督的家谱
The son of Abraham
亚伯拉罕的后裔
Now notice Jesus is addressed as the son of David
我们再来这句话看到耶稣被称为大卫的后裔。
And once you see this title for Jesus, you think about what God promised in the Old Testament about this son of David.
当看到这个 title, 大卫的后裔，我们看到旧约神所应许的。
And Luke chapter 1 verse 31, when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary.
我们看到路加福音的第一章看到 angel 加贝利亚告诉玛利亚说
，And he said, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son."
你要怀孕生子，给他起名叫耶稣。
And you shall call his name Jesus.
你要伟大，称为至高者的儿子。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
他伟大，称为至高者的儿子。
And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David.
主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
And the end of verse 33 says, His kingdom, there will be no end.
他的国没有穷尽。
So as Jesus went on from that region, two blind men followed him, they realized that Jesus is the son of David.
耶稣往前走，有两个瞎子跟着他，他们意识到耶稣是大卫的子孙。
How did they know that Jesus is the son of David?
他们知道怎么知道耶稣是大卫的子孙呢？
Most likely because they heard the news of Jesus' miraculous power from the preceding episodes.
我们看到从前面几章看到，知道耶稣的名声，那个当时的传遍了全地。
And also, most likely, the Holy Spirit gave them insight.
我们看到可能是圣灵在他们里面的启示。
So when he had gone indoors, the blind man came to him and he asked them, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?"
耶稣进了房子，一下子就来到他跟前。耶稣说：“你们信我能做这事吗？”
So do you believe Jesus is the one that the biblical Jesus? Do you believe that Jesus has the authority and the power to work things in your life?
只要你相信神，耶稣在我们生命里面有权柄和能力吗？
They replied, "Yes, Lord."
主啊，我们信。
And let's hear what Jesus says.
我们看耶稣怎么说的。
And he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you."
耶稣就摸他们眼睛说：“照你这你们的信心，给你们成全了吧。”
And their sight was restored.
然后他们的眼睛就开了。
This is the remarkable about how they are healed.
我们看到这非常是一个神迹，他们怎么得到治愈。
On the one hand, they knew that Jesus is the son of David.
所以一方面他们知道耶稣是大卫的后裔。
On the other hand, they have to believe Jesus has the power to do that.
另一方面，他们相信耶稣有这个权柄做这个事情。
And Jesus says, "According to your faith, it will be done."
耶稣说：“照你们信心成全了。
”And then Jesus told them, "Don't tell anyone."
耶稣告诉他们，不要告诉，不可叫人知道。
And we know from later Bible verses that you know Jesus at this stage of his public ministry on earth, Before his resurrection from death, he does not want people to know him as just a miracle healer.
我们看到知道主耶稣在死里复活之前，他不想让这些事情传开。
So, verse 32, while they were going out, a man who was demon possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus.
他们出去的时候，也有人将鬼说附着一个哑巴带到耶稣跟前来。
When the demon was driven out,
当鬼被赶出去的时候
，The man who had been mute spoke.
这个哑巴这个就说出话来。
The crowd was amazed and said.
众人都惊奇说
，Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel.
在以色列中从来没有见过这样的事。
Now pay attention to the word the crowd.
特别要注意这个众人。
Yeah.In chapter 9, when Jesus healed the paralytic,
我们在第九章里面，耶稣治疗了那个瘫子
and the crowd saw this and were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority to man.
众人看见以后就充满了敬畏，他们归荣耀于神，给这样的权柄，把这样的权柄给人。
They still thought Jesus is a man.
他们仍然是因为耶稣是人。
And in chapter 8, the last verse, then the whole town went out to meet Jesus.
当第八章三十三节，他们众城里的人都出来迎接耶稣。
And when they saw him,
当他看见他的时候
，they pleaded with him to leave that region.
他央求他离开这地。
So the crowd, look at the response of the crowd.
我们看一下众人的回应反应。
And in Luke chapter 23, the crowd cried out, "We want Barabbas."
在路加福众人都喊叫说，我们想要巴拉巴。
Yeah, away with him.
去掉这个人。
Yeah, crucify him. Crucify him.
钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
So for the young people today, for the youths, don't follow the crowd.
我们看到当年时代的话，很多青年的话不 follow 跟从主耶稣。
You need to receive the word, you know, the truth from the word of God.
我们需要接受真理，真理是从圣经来的。
But here I have to say, you know, the crowd was amazed and said, nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel.
我们在这里看着众人的回应，在以色列当中没有这样的事发生。
This is true.
这是真的。
In all the miracles in the Old Testament, not one single miracle regarding the healing of a blind man or a healing of a mute person.
在旧约里面的话，没有一个这种治愈瞎子、瘸子、看不见的。
Yeah. But in the book of Isaiah, chapter 34, when the Lord pronounced judgment on the nations.
当以赛亚书里面那个以赛亚说神向列国所宣布审判的时候。
He said, come near, you nations, and listen.
列国啊，你静下来，要听。
And then he pronounced all the variety of judgments.
他是宣告所有的审判。
And in verse 16, it says, he says, look in the scroll of the Lord and read.
他们说十六节上说，你们要查考宣读耶和华的话。
None of these will be missing. No one will lack her meat.
这都无一缺少。
Yeah. For it is his mouth that has given the order, and his spirit will gather them together.
因为他神的口的话已经吩咐，他的灵将他们聚集。
So the word of God is from the mouth of God and from his spirit.
神的道是从神的灵来的。
And the following chapter, chapter 35, Isaiah.
我们看下面一章以赛亚的以赛亚书三十。以赛亚书
prophesied about the joy of the redeemed.
我们看到那个喜乐和救赎的喜乐。
The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom.
旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也必快乐。
They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God.
他们必看见耶和华的荣耀，我们神的荣美。
So when Jesus, the Word became flesh,
当那个道成了肉身。
And our brother just prayed, full of glory and truth.
充满了恩典与喜乐和恩典和真理。
And Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God.
Jesus,
耶稣基督是神荣耀所发的光辉。希伯来书一章三节。So Jesus is God incarnate. He appears to his people and His kingdom, His glory is showing in His people.
耶稣是道成了肉身，显在我们中间，他的荣耀显在我面前。
And later it says, Your God will come, He will come to save you.
你的神要说他你们的神必来报仇，他们必来拯救你们。
And then this is a very important connect to this. This episode in Matthew chapter 9. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf and stopped.
第五节说那是瞎子眼必睁眼聋子的耳必开通。
Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy.
那是瘸子必跳跃向路哑巴的舌头必能歌唱。
Water will gush forth in the wilderness and the streams in the desert.
在旷野必有水流出，在沙漠必有河涌流。
So this is the word of God.
这是神的道。
In the Old Testament.
在旧约里面。
Once you see these things happen in your life.
当你接受神的道以后，这个事情在你生命中的变化。
And you knew the cause of these things happened.
你知道神的呼召实行什么事情发生。
Yeah, you see the eyes of the blind opened, the mute spoke, you know that God appeared. Jesus is God.
当你看见瞎子比看见哑巴说话的时候，耶稣在那儿，神在那儿。
Now all of us were born blind.
我们每个人都是瞎眼的。
Yeah, all of us.
所有的我们所有的人。
And this is a answer from Jesus to Nicodemus.
我们看到主耶稣告诉那个尼哥底母。
John chapter 3 verse 3, truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
约翰福音3章第3节里说, 我实实在在地告诉你, 人若不重生就, 不能见神的国。
And remember Nicodemus a question and answer.
我们看到尼哥底母有问题, 然后得到耶稣的回答。
If a man is old, can he go back to his mother's womb and born again?
说人因为老了, 还能回到母腹当中去吗?
Now this is ridiculous, right?
这是一个很不可能的事情。
Impossible, right?
Yeah. 不可能的事情。
If you tell Nathan, you know, you must be born again. If Ethan. Ethan thinks, you know, he has to go to his mother's womb to be born again. Is that ridiculous?
如果你告诉伊森的话,伊森,你要重生的话,你要回到母腹再去重生吗?
This is, yeah, but Jesus says, you know, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣说,我实实在在告诉你,人若不是从水和圣灵生的,就不能进神的国。Nicodemus
cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母不能看见神的国。
Because he is not able to see the kingdom of God.
因为他不能看见神的国。
The reason he cannot see the kingdom of God is not because there is a problem with his eyes.
他不能看见神的国, 他问题是他的眼睛。
Not because his eyes is old, his eyes has cataracts.
并不是他的眼睛老了,或者cataracts不好了。
有白内障。
有白内障, cataracts.
But because the sin of his heart.
因为他的罪,使他不能看见。
Yeah. All of us were born blind.
我们生来都是瞎眼的。
Yeah. But the Pharisees said, it is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons.
法利赛人说,他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
But Jesus did not explain further here.
耶稣没有做进一步的解释。
And later we know that Jesus mentioned about an unpardonable sin.
我们看到耶稣后边提到说他们是因为
If anyone blasphemes against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but if anyone blasphemes the Spirit cannot be forgiven.
What?
Yeah. 假如人亵渎人子 他可以被赦免, 但是如果亵渎圣灵的话, 就永不可被, I know one of a brother has thought that he blasphemed against the Holy Spirit. He was so depressed.
我们看到有些弟兄,
yeah. And I have to share this with my son that you, if you are a believer in Jesus,
我们,
you are not blaspheming against the Holy Spirit.
哦,你与分享事情是吧?
Yeah. 假如你, 相信了耶稣基督做你的救主, 你就不会亵渎圣灵。 Why? Because the work of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Jesus to us.
圣灵的工作在你心里启示耶稣基督。
Yeah. So, and chapter... verse 35, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness.
我们看到耶稣周遍各城各乡在会堂里教训人，宣扬天国的福音，有医治各样的病症。
This tells us again the most important things Jesus did on earth.
我们看到耶稣在地上最重要的事情是什么？
Teaching and preaching.
教训宣讲,
and preaching the good news of the kingdom of God.
宣讲天国的福音.
Thirdly, is healing every disease and sickness.
医治各样的病症.
And later, he sent his disciples out, told them, even if the people don't listen to your word, but tell them that repent, the kingdom of heaven is near, is at hand.
事后他又拆下门徒出去传扬, 其实他们不信说天国近了,你们要悔改。
Yeah. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without shepherd.
他看见许多人就怜悯他们,因为他们困苦流离,与等羊没有牧人一般。
Think about a shepherd and the sheep.
我们想想牧羊人和羊。
If sheep don't have a shepherd,
如果羊没有牧羊人,
they become meat of the ferocious animals.
他们就像成为动物的肉食。
Yeah. So that's like us if we don't have a shepherd.
就像我们如果没有牧者。
And then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
因为门徒说要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
The harvest is plentiful, but the Lord needs workers.
庄稼很多。
So, from that time on, the kingdom of God needs men, women, boys and girls to work in his field, harvest field.
从那时开始，每个人男孩、男的、女的都要做他的工人， 打发出去。
38, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
所以当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So who is the Lord of harvest?
谁是庄稼的主呢？
In the Bible, when it mentions harvest, usually about judgment times.
我们知道在圣经里面所谓的收庄稼的就是那个审判的时候。
But this one is different.
我们这个不一样。Yeah.
Jesus sent his disciples out harvest wheat into his barn, into the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣打发的门徒出去了，收他的庄稼，收在仓里。
And the Lord of the harvest is not a pastor.
主的收庄稼还没有过去。
庄稼的主不是牧师。
哦，庄稼的主。
Yeah, the Lord of the harvest is not the deacons.
庄稼收庄稼不是执事。
Yeah, the Lord of the harvest is God himself.
庄稼主是神自己。
Or the Lord Jesus, or the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣圣灵。
And we know that the following chapter, Jesus sent his disciples to go into his harvest field.
我们看到主耶稣差遣，下面一章看一下主耶稣差遣他的门徒出去来收庄稼。
Now the last portion of verses I share with you today is the end of the book of Matthew.
下面我们今天的信息里面最后是马太福音的最后一章。
When Jesus was resurrected from death and appeared to his disciples.
当主耶稣死里复活以后显给他的门徒。
Yeah. First he appeared to Mary Magdalene.
我们看到显给马大拉的玛利亚。
And then the 11 disciples were told to go to Galilee.
然后告诉那个11个门徒他要到加利利去。
And before he went on the cross, Jesus told them, I will see you on Mount Galilee.
当他在上十字架上告诉门徒的时候，我们在加利利相见。
So when they went to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go,
他们到了山上，按照耶稣是约定的山上。
When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted.
他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
This is like some of us.
就像我们一样。
We worship him, but sometimes we still have doubt in our hearts.
我们有时候慢慢感到有疑惑。
But if we go to the mountain that Jesus told us to go,
与我们到神所约定的山上,
we will definitely meet Jesus.
我们肯定能见到耶稣。
And then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
And surely I am with you always.
我就常与你们同在。
To the very end of the age.
直到世界的末了。
Notice the word, I am with you.
主耶稣，我与你常在。
So if you follow Jesus' commands,
如果你遵循主耶稣的命令,
so he will be with you.
他将与你同在。
Surely he will be with you to the end of the age.
直到世界的末了。
You know that, you know, sometimes it's so hard for us to follow Jesus.
对我们来说，有时候非常困难来跟从主耶稣。
But think about it, you know, Jesus is the truth.
当想一想，耶稣是真理。
So if anything he says is not true,
其他应该说的都不是真理。
假如他说的任何一句话不是真理的话、think about it.
想一想。
He will be sinner like us. 他就会像我们一样是一个罪人。But every word he says is true.
每一句话他说的话
是真理。If he says, you know, if you obey my commandment, I will be with you.
如果你们遵循，就遵循我们。遵循我们的话，我就常与你们同在。
And when he was born in chapter 1, Matthew verse 23, one of his name is Emmanuel.
当马太福音提到主耶稣降生的时候说，他的名字叫以马内利。
That means God with us.
神与我们同在。
No. Then from the book of Acts to all the way the book of Revelation.
从使徒行传直到我们的启示录。
You know that the Lord appeared to his disciples numerous times.
你们看到主耶稣多少次？很多次，很多次。
Now, how does the Lord appear to you and me?
主怎么给我们显示在我们面前呢？和我们同在呢？
And the Bible says he sent his spirit.
他差遣圣灵。
He said.The Father, he will ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth with us.
他祈求父神来差遣圣灵，
yeah.
是真理的灵。
You know, when a newborn baby just born, he cannot see much.
我都看到新生的婴儿，他们不能看见。
Yeah, you know how many days, how long does the baby see clearly of everything?
比方说多长时间的话 ，baby 能婴儿能看见呢？
Yeah, usually a baby when first born, he or she can see only about 8 or 9 inches distance very fuzzily.
一开始他有8 inches, 8 inches.
Yeah, very short distance.
很短的一个距离。
Yeah, 非常模糊的。
非常模糊的。
Very fuzzy, yeah. And at the age of 2 months.
两个月以后。
Yeah.He can see a little bit of, he can focus the eyes on the face of his mother. And at the age of 5 months,
到五个月之后,
he can sense the three-dimensional.
他会感觉到周围的环境,
three-dimensional.
三维空间。
Yeah. At the age of 12 months,
十二个月之后,
yeah, he can judge the distance.In front of him.
他可以判断他的距离，离他有多远。
So he can throw things in precision.
他能够根据感觉能知道一些事情。
Yeah, 你比较确定的扔的距离。
嗯、
yeah. So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄
姐妹 when we were blind, our eyes, we received the Lord as our Savior.
当我们眼睛瞎眼，当我们接受耶稣基督以后
we were born into Kingdom of heaven.
我们生在神的国里面。
But our eyes are still very fuzzy.
我们的眼睛还是叫冷眼神，有点模糊。
So we need to have our eyes gradually opened, cleared.
我们使我们眼睛逐渐的眼睛看见越来越清楚。
Now how do we do that?
我们怎么做这个事情呢？
And Sister Liu Yan is going to lead us sing a hymn.
我们的姐妹刘燕领
in response to our to this message
来回应这首诗歌
and the title of the hymn is Trust and Obey
信而顺从
and if you when you sing the hymn you also think about the words in this hymn
当我们唱圣诗的时候要想信要心里想念这些话
when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word
当我与主同行的时候，在他话语光中
，What a glory he sheds on our way！
何等荣耀，照亮我的路途。
And also pay attention to all the blessings about when we trust and obey him。
我们特别注意信而顺从的祝福。
Now let's bow our head and have a prayer。
让我们一起祷告，一起祷告。
Oh, Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for open our eyes.
我感谢你让我们开我们的眼睛。
Oh, because of the Son of David.
大卫的子孙。
You have mercy on us.
可怜我们吧。
Oh Lord, may you continue to open our eyes.
你继续开我们的眼。
Shed light through your word.
用光照在这个世界里面。
So that we may walk without fear.
我们可以在这个世界行走没有恐惧。
And know more and more about you.
我们可以更多的经历你。
And see the wonders of your kingdom.
看见你神国的奇妙。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.